Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator,
the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. When I was a kid, I know my mother and my father were always concerned about the people I was spending my time with, because they thought that those people would really influence my behavior. And now as a parent, I'm concerned about those same things. You want your child to hang out with good kids. You want them to hang so that they turn into good kids. And in turn, their reputation will follow. Well, Jim Rohn suggests that you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And so if you're hanging out with people that have bad reputations, then you run the risk of being painted with the same brush. Now, this is not good or bad, and I'm not making a judgment about this whole situation. I'm just suggesting that this is the reality of the world. If you spend a lot of time in public socializing with people that, say, are in business and don't treat people the way they should be treated, whether it's an issue of just being nasty or whether it's an issue of being dishonest, it doesn't matter. The point is people will assume that if you're spending time with people, that you're going to have similar characteristics to those people. So that in turn can affect your reputation. So the goal here is to associate yourself with people that have similar moral values to your own. And if possible, create some distance between people that fall below that moral line. We all have old friends, and most of us have some people from our past that maybe took a wrong path in life. And I'm not suggesting we just write those people off, but I am suggesting that you have to be cognizant when you're in public of the perception out there. And if you're a business person or you're active in your community or in your church or synagogue, and you people are going to see you with this other person, how will they view you? And for some of us, we don't care, right? Because it doesn't affect our world at all. And that's fine. But if you're a business person, and if you're catering to some of the people that you see out in public, well, then you have to be cognizant of that, or at least you should be, because that in turn could affect your business. If people think that because you're hanging out with a person that's dishonest, that you have a chance of being dishonest, they may no longer do business with you. So again, this is all about managing the reputation. Choose your friends wisely, because they can have a huge impact on your reputation. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I ask you for the opportunity. Let me be that person for you, and just commit. Just join me for a few minutes a day. That's all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about the idea of alcohol and the usage of alcohol in public and in certain situations, and how that can affect your reputation. But for today, just think about who you're spending your time with. Think about who you're in public with. And you may want to rethink some of those people that you're spending your time with. As I said yesterday, or on Monday, all you have is your reputation. It takes a lifetime to build it, and it takes a moment to destroy it.